Today is Thursday, November 25th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone who celebrates Thanksgiving. I know I have some listeners who are not in the U.S. and probably do not celebrate at least U.S. Thanksgiving. I know Canada has Thanksgiving. I don't know if there are any other countries that have a similar holiday to Thanksgiving. It's interesting. We were watching a show, Padma Lakshmi, who is the host of Top Chef, has a show on Hulu, and I can't even remember the name of it, but she basically Taste the Nation, maybe? I'm totally guessing on that. Yeah, maybe I should Google that right now. Taste the Nation. Yeah, that's it. Taste the Nation with Padma Lakshmi. Anyway, she goes around and she focuses on different cultures and within the U.S. and their food, basically. And she did a holiday edition that came out on Hulu, and she did Hanukkah, and she did, I think she did Christmas, she did Thanksgiving, et cetera, et cetera. But she was really focusing on Native Americans and in the Massachusetts area, although I could be wrong about the area, but the Wampanoag, I believe, that tribe and what they eat and what Thanksgiving was really like. And it just, you know, it puts a little bit of, it's awful things happened in the past, and I feel really bad about it. And so, you know, if you're not comfortable celebrating Thanksgiving or you don't, that's good as well. But anyway, she had this Thanksgiving episode, and they had some really interesting foods that they ate. And a lot of the things that we eat for Thanksgiving, though, do come from traditional sort of, you know, recipes from Native Americans. Even though it's not the pretty picture that is painted in history books, and it's horrible. But today is Thanksgiving, and in the U.S. And so as I said yesterday, I'm pre-recording these, and I want to make sure that you guys got shows this week. Monday and Tuesday, you may not get anything in your feed. I haven't decided yet, but I'm recording, you know, for the full week. So I want to give you an idea of what Mark and I are doing, you know, on the days that you're getting a little recording in your feed. So right now we don't have any plans for Thanksgiving Day, such as a show, because a lot of shows were not running on Thanksgiving Day. There are a few, but not a lot. And I think what we're going to do is our hotel, I believe, may have a view of the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So I think we'll do some sort of brunch and then and watch the parade in some certain order, if that's possible. We may have to order room service or something and just eat in our room, because I believe you have to have wait in line and show your vaccination card and all this other stuff, even to get in to watch the parade. And it's going to be cold, I think, so I'm not sure that I want to be outside for that. And all of the rooms that were facing the parade were so much money. We tried to get a room that was facing the parade, and all the hotels that are on the parade route, you know, it's, I want to say it was, you know, over $1,000 a night if you wanted a room that actually had a view of the parade. And so we're not going to do that, but we're going to try to find somewhere where we can watch the parade. Hopefully from indoors, though, would be my preference. And we'll eat. And then, you know, we'll probably just walk around New York and hang out on Thursday. And then Thursday night, we're having our Thanksgiving dinner at a place called Jubilee First Avenue, I believe, or Jubilee, New York. And I think it's actually an Italian place. But anyway, I just looked up, places that are serving Thanksgiving a meal on Thanksgiving, you know, in New York. And I found an article that mentioned several good restaurants, and this was one of them. And so I just was like, okay, well, we're going to do this one. And so the menu, it's a prefix menu. And you have selections for appetizer, main course, and dessert. So it's a three course, I think. Let me see here. Yeah, three courses, and you get a choice of each one. So for appetizer, they have a butternut squash soup, a Jubilee homemade country pate, a duo of endives, caramelized pecan, shaved parmesan, and house dressing, organic field green salad with balsamic and tarragon dressing, snails cassoulet. Oh, maybe it's a French restaurant. Snails cassoulet with garlic parsley butter sauce, salmon and yellowfin tuna tartare with ginger and sesame seaweed salad, or shrimp with celery remoulade and port dressing. I mean, out of all of those, I'm probably going to be boring and get butternut squash soup is what I would probably say. I could see Mark doing the salmon and yellowfin tuna. Possibly. And then anyway, for the main course, they have a roasted turkey with foie gras stuffing, served with sweet potato puree, cranberry relish, and truffle sauce. They have a roasted sea scallops with orzo, porcini, and parmesan. They have a broiled Atlantic salmon with red and green lentils, thyme jus. They have a rack of lamb with potato gratin and rosemary jus. They have bronzini with mixed vegetables and saffron sauce, I guess for the vegetarian. They have a duck breast with rainbow potatoes and truffle sauce. There's a grilled black Angus steak with French fries and green peppercorn sauce. There's a mussels. I don't remember how to say that. Marnier? Mussels Marnier Provençal or Poulet with French fries or salad. Maybe it is a French restaurant now that I'm reading this menu. I don't know. I'm kind of torn between just the regular turkey with the sweet potato puree, cranberry relish, and truffle sauce, or the lamb, or the black Angus steak. Although I do like duck as well. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to select. Interesting. Then for dessert, they have a pumpkin pie with honey caramel ice cream. That sounds so good to me. Honey caramel ice cream. And I do love a pumpkin pie. A warm apple tart with vanilla ice cream. Profiteroles with warm chocolate sauce and toasted almonds. Oh, I love profiteroles. A chocolate pecan pie a la mode. And that's it. So, I don't know. I would imagine for dessert, we will get the pumpkin pie and the profiteroles. And we will share. Is generally for dessert, especially for prefix, will normally, even appetizer, although if he gets the salmon, I'm not sharing the salmon, but even appetizers, sometimes we'll get two if we like two of them, and then we'll share. Actually, we sometimes do that for entrees as well. I would imagine that Mark would get the scallops for his entree. So I don't know. Anyway, that's what we're going to do on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Hopefully see the parade and have dinner. And those are the only plans. And then, you know, Wednesday, we're pretty much is just a travel day. Although we did plan. So we leave, our flight leaves around noon. And we were a little bit worried. And actually, I haven't checked the weather. But I know there was supposed to be a storm hitting New York Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And I'm not sure if that's going to affect flight times or anything like that. But the plan is to leave at noon. So we'll need to be at the airport around 10 a.m. Actually, we have a very small airport. We probably don't need to do the 2-hour thing, but we're going to do it anyway just to be safe. And then when we arrive, I don't know, 5 or 6 in the evening, I think we're going to get Jollibee, which is a Filipino fast food place that he really likes. And have that for dinner and just kind of relax in the hotel. So anyway, I hope you all have a fantastic Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. And talk to you guys tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.